Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
When the book came out, I was invited in by a veteran who'd been there in the house 30 years. And he said to me, as Jenny, my wife, and I entered his office, "I really like your book, but I'm afraid it's too optimistic. And the main reason I say that is because there's no national leadership. We've got politicians galore, but no statesmen." And you hear that again and again and again.
So what do we do as individuals who are Christians, who also happen to be Americans? What's our personal responsibility? Well, how do you charge us?
Well, we've always got to start with ourselves.
Yeah.
In other words, we can't always decry the darkness. Our Lord gives us the highest and the most deep and wonderful view of freedom that there is. And it's actually very interesting that Hindus don't have a view of freedom. Freedom's an illusion. The Greeks didn't have a high view of freedom. They saw fate as the ultimate thing. You can't find freedom scientifically. The basis of freedom is actually the scriptures. And we who follow Jesus should be the people who are demonstrating the deepest, highest view of freedom in our own lives and then pointing out how others can know this too. So we've got to start with ourselves.
Indeed. Remember a number of months ago when one of the laws passed around something that was devastating. I'm sorry, I can't even remember because there's been so many items in the news that have been disheartening. But my husband just said, he said, everywhere we look, it's cause for just to despair. He said, but I'm going to be a man who loves my wife, loves my kids, goes to work on time, works hard, pays my taxes, tithes to my church. I'm going to do the things I know God wants me to do. I have to do that. And I just thought, man, if more people thought like that, that would be step one. Step two, what else? I mean, how do you pray for our nation?
Well, you're right. Step one is the important one today. And remember, we're a huge majority.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. That was why is it that tiny groups, less than 2% of Americans, have more cultural influence than Christians who are far more than 70% of Americans. So I don't agree with the alarmists and the gloom and doom people and so on. We've got to live Christianly ourselves, and then we've got to speak out prophetically, just as Samuel did. In other words, he disagreed with the choice of a king, but he warned them, if you choose this, there'll be consequences like that, but make your choice and reap the consequences. And we've got to say that publicly on all the issues today, but live a different way. As Samuel did. He said, God forbid that I should stop doing what I'm called to do. And from then onwards, the prophets were a counterculture in Israel, pulling the nation back to God. And then they say, we've got to be a prophetic counterculture, living differently ourselves and calling people back to a better way. And believe me, the differences are going to be apparent very, very soon.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.